You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace, stand up.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. Fox News is live right now with the Nashville police chief, and he did just confirm that the shooter in this case, Audrey Hale, did buy these guns from separate stores legally. We'll talk to Toby Leary about that in the 2 o'clock hour. 844-500-4242. I thought that Glenn Greenwald had a really noteworthy take on this. He said, who radicalized the Nashville shooter? What media outlets, pundits, and politicians share and spread the murderer's ideology? This is the twisted game that's played every time there's a massacre that presents the opportunity to blame one's enemies. It can't be done selectively. But it can be done selectively. And it is done selectively. Because as another person on Twitter pointed out, the focus of the blame yesterday was on a variety of people, of things, a GOP congressman who owns guns, a ban on gender ideology, a ban on drag performances for kids, the Daily Wire. I mean, the list goes on and on. Some of the headlines I saw about the governor in this state, I'm sorry, not in this state, in Tennessee, were just abhorrent, like really trying to make it seem like this man's politics and what this man has passed in Tennessee is directly responsible for what this deranged nut did to those people in that school. And for me, that's just the lowest you can go. Ben Shapiro also said, and Ben Shapiro has been himself, he's been involved in this blame game. He said, a self-identified trans person with a manifesto shoots up a Christian school, and the media have decided to run with Tennessee legislators owning guns, anti-trans legislation, and the Daily Wire. The dishonest pretzeling is astonishing. It's astonishing, but it's also predictable. It's just crazy how sometimes you get a situation where you go, oh, they're going to drop this like a hot, they're going to drop this like a hot potato because it doesn't fit their narrative. But the left is really becoming craftier about finding a way to always make it the fault of the right. You know, you're either promoting the wrong politics that radicalizes MAGA Republicans to do something dangerous, or you're not supporting the right politics enough, and you're radicalizing left-wing people to do dangerous things. And it's just, there's no excuse. You know, I was thinking about this. I'm like, okay, so hormone therapy, puberty blockers, and surgery were banned in Tennessee. And that's what the media keeps talking about. You know, shortly after this ban on gender affirming healthcare, again, not gender affirming healthcare, hormone blockers or hormone therapies, puberty blockers, and surgery, let's be specific, were banned for minors in Tennessee. I have news for members of the mainstream media, for politicians, for activists, for liberals all over the country. That does not give anyone permission to go into a school and murder people. Because a law was passed that you don't like. It does not give you a free pass to be violent Or, as I don't even know what this month was called, like Vengeance Awareness or Transgenders Vengeance Week or something like that. No, no, no. That's not how things are supposed to work. And it almost feels ridiculous I even have to say that. There will be things in this life that you don't like, that hurt your feelings. There will be laws. There's plenty of laws that I don't like that are passed. It does not mean that you can do whatever you want or you can cause this kind of carnage and wreak this kind of havoc on innocent people. And it definitely does not mean that if you do those things, that the blame can be shifted to all of the people who didn't support what you think is right, who didn't coddle you and tell you that your opinions were the only right ones. No, it's the United States of America. People are going to disagree about things. People are going to have conversations. And, you know, this whole focus on the Daily Wire really ticks me off, because the Daily Wire hires people that are unafraid and who say things that people on the left don't like. That's what it is. They're not dangerous. They're not stoking hate. It's all of these ways of saying you can't say your opinion or else you're going to be blamed for the next mass shooting. You think that's going to have a chilling effect on people? Oh, well, I disagree with this idea of mutilating children when they're young. And maybe people should wait till after they're 18 to make those decisions. But I'm afraid to say it because I don't want to be pinned with the next mass shooting when some lunatic goes into a school. So maybe I'll just keep my mouth shut and I'll just let the state decide what's best. Tony, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tony.
Good afternoon, Grace. But before I comment, I just want to say to you that your views on this whole topic have been so spot on. I mean, Grace, if there was ever a day that you became a patriot, today is that day. And I commend you for your courage and your strength through this. And speaking the truth, it's awesome. Awesome.
Thank you, Tony.
So thank you. Oh, you're welcome. And thank you. Thank you. I just want to say, Grace, let's get back to this thing in this country. Does everybody remember In God We Trust and One Nation Under God? Where did that go, right? And then after this tragedy happens, this buffoon Biden right away wants to go for the guns, and he has no facts. He's a disgrace. And this was pure evil. This was an evil act by an evil person, whatever their background and whether they're man, woman, whatever they are. Okay, but this was a pure evil act, and the real victims are those six people, those three beautiful children and those three beautiful adults who I'm sure, right, were wonderful people, okay? And on another note, right, and it's been outlawed in Tennessee, but I would urge, Grace, every parent in this country, okay, to completely protest this drag queen story hour in these schools. When you have kids, Grace, that are 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, okay, kids are very, very impressionable. And this could be a point of origin for these people getting older, getting confused and having these mental problems. We have to get rid of these drag queen. I don't care if you're 18 or over and you want to go see a drag queen, go ahead. But when you're a 4, 5, 6, 7 year old, Grace, you should not be subject to these.
To me right now, the issue is a person did a horrible thing and they're trying to pin it on the right. And that doesn't sit right with me. All this other stuff, we can talk about it any other day. But I truly don't think that getting into the culture wars right now is even relevant to this conversation. And maybe it is to a degree, because maybe you could say that there's definitely some mental health issues going on and this stuff definitely doesn't seem to help it. But I think when we start calling people freaks and we start doing that, then we kind of feed into this idea that there's this hatefulness on the right or this bullying. And that's never been my way. It's never been my way. I don't ever want anyone to feel left out or bad or like they're being attacked. But I'm also not going to sit here when someone does something wrong and say, well, it's because not everybody was nice enough to this person. No, there's no excuse. There's no excuse on this planet for going into a school and hurting kids. And that's what today's message is. And I don't want to get off of that message because I think it's important. And I think there's a lot of people running cover for this Audrey Hale monster and saying, well, it's because the Tennessee legislature did this, or well, it's because the drag queen story hours did that. No, it's because this person did a terrible thing. And I want to mention, again, the names of these victims, because there's going to be plenty of talk about the person who did this. There's not going to be a lot of talk about the people that are now gone. And that's Evelyn Dykehouse, Hallie Scruggs, William Kinney, Cynthia Peake, Catherine Kuntz, and Michael Hill. Six people now dead. And somehow that becomes like the bottom of the story. That becomes the last thing people are concerned about. It's all about, are we identifying this person right? Or, you know, can we write a headline that's going to blame it on the governor because he passed this law? It just makes my stomach turn. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. We'll take more of your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. A little bit of a, actually not a little bit, a heavier show today than we usually do, but the story out of Nashville that occurred yesterday, the tragedy, is, it's tough to cover. It's important we talk about it. It's important we talk about this thirst in our country to immediately blame our political enemies, people we don't like, movements we don't like, for our problems or for this kind of heinous act. And I always say this, in that shuffle, the person who did it seems to get off scot-free. Like, there's not a lot of focus on the person who bought these guns and had the map and had the whole plan and calculated this and was methodical about the way they were going to do it. Where is the anger for that person? Or where is the sympathy for these victims? If we have the same sympathy for these victims as our news anchor seemed to have for making sure they get the pronouns right of the person who killed these little kids, I think our country might be in a better situation right now. But unfortunately, we seem totally focused on all the wrong things. Tom, you're up next on The Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, this shooter did not fit the usual suspects, an angry white male having a bad hair day, raised on Ritalin. But I would like to just put things in perspective. I look at my life and know what happened in a country of Vietnam, of where, generally speaking, that culture are very given people, very kind and generous people, and the same thing over in Africa in the mid-90s of Rwanda. And having been living in Boston for many years, getting to meet people from different cultures that, you know, it really is kind of cool. But then you look at the evil side of man, and it's not limited to just one race, one ideology, or what have you. What happened with Germany in World War II, of where man's humanity came out. And at some point, I really wish people would, instead of wishing that, well, I hope it was a redneck from Alabama that did it this time. You know, you have to take a step back, and you're right. The person that did this, and really what bothers me, this person had a very close friend that we're finding out yesterday sent her text messages that I'm going to kill myself and I'm going to be famous, essentially. I'm paraphrasing. But that person who knew about this should have immediately contacted the authorities, the police, and prevented possibly these six lives from not being murdered.
Well, hold on now, Tom, because and I'm going to go back to your first point here in a second, because I think it was very well said. But the person that she did send these final messages to, she said, I'm planning to die. I wanted to tell you first because you're the most beautiful person I've ever seen and known all my life. I know, but I don't want to live. I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to upset you or get attention. I just need to die. You'll probably hear about me on the news after I die. These were all the messages coming from Audrey Hale, including, one day this will make more sense. I've left more than enough evidence behind, but something bad is about to happen. Now, this person that she was contacting, Avriana Patton, she told News Channel 5, because I had the same reaction as Tom originally when I first saw these headlines, and that's the problem with headlines, is that you don't really get the full picture, that she got these messages and just didn't do anything. That's not true. She said, I tried to comfort and encourage her and subsequently reached out to the suicide prevention helpline after being instructed to by my father at 10:08 a.m. Audrey has shared with others that she'd been suicidal in the past. I knew to take this seriously. The friend told the outlet she called the Nashville-Davidson County Sheriff's Office at 10:13 a.m. about the matter and was instructed to call Nashville's non-emergency number. She called Nashville's non-emergency line at 10:14 and was on hold for nearly 7 minutes before speaking with someone who said they would send an officer to my home. An officer did not come to my home until 3:29 p.m. I think it is very, very important to point that out, because I'm sure this young woman is dealing with a tremendous amount of guilt over what happened. And she did seem, based off what I'm reading here, and this is just her account, but based off of this, she did try to do something. She tried to do something. And it's easy to look back and say, you know, she could have done more, she should have done more. But she reached out to authorities. You know, she made her best effort, and it wasn't enough, unfortunately. 844-500-4242. But as far as the first part of that call goes, that Tom was saying that there's evil in everyone, we're going to talk to Toby Leary about that later on today. And you know how Tom said, people say, oh, I hope that this time it's a white person, MAGA Republican, or I hope it's a, and it's so sick, but it does happen. People are fixated on, is this going to fit my narrative, or is this going to cause Democrats to say take away all the guns, or is it going to cause conservatives to say this is why illegal aliens need to be, you know, kept out of the country, all these different things. And I think Tom's major point here is correct, that evil is not limited to any group or any ideology or any political persuasion. It's just out there. And there is something that's happening in the last couple of decades that is definitely putting that evil on full display. I don't know if it's stoking it. I don't have the answer on that. 844-500-4242. We'll take more calls. I do want to hit a couple of other subjects before we bring on Toby and go back to this. So we will do that on the other side. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be right back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. We're going to go back to the phone lines here for a little bit. I do have a few other stories that I would like to get to before we bring on Toby Leary in the 2 o'clock hour. But let's start with John, who's been on the line a while. Go ahead, John.
Oh, hi. I don't know if you're aware, there are other mass shootings too, by people that have identified as trans. There's the Colorado Springs shooter. He identified as binary, non-binary. The Denver shooter was trans. The Aberdeen shooter identified as trans. So, I mean, I don't know what to make of it. I don't know if it's a hormone issue.
Well, that's the thing, is I don't know what to make of it either. And I don't want to start, you know, speculating on what it means, because I don't know. And like I said, I know I keep repeating this, and I'm sorry if it comes off maybe like I'm skirting the issue here or something, which I'm not trying to do, but it baffles me that we can never just focus on the fact that I really don't care. Like, I really don't care if this person identified as a man or a woman or a squirrel or whatever. This person did something terrible. And now there's people who are dead. And if that's oversimplifying it, maybe it is, but no one's talking about that. Everybody's talking about everything else. Everybody's talking about, well, the gun laws, or they banned the hormone therapies, or they people are protesting the drag queen story hours, or this person's transgender, so that's why. When did we get away from like personal responsibility? This person did something really, really terrible. And yet, that is like the last part. It's like the 15th paragraph of the story is what a monster this person is. And I think there's also a dangerous game that we play when we start to run cover for people who do things like this. And it probably happens to a degree on both, but I think it happens far more on the left, where now what we're seeing from the left is, well, the reason, you know, all these things were happening in Tennessee with the ban on gender affirming health care, which really means, you know, puberty blockers and hormone therapies and surgeries. And the insinuation there is this is what led this person to do this. And I think not only does it offer excuses for someone who does not deserve them, but it probably motivates people with their own sick, twisted grievances to think that they're going to get the same kind of treatment. Like, oh, well, yeah, people might be mad, but they'll also know that this was for something. And it's like, no, it's not. It's not. That's not, it's, you can disagree with people. We've gone so far. And this is the problem when you have speakers at a school and they get shouted down because their views are dangerous. Or you have people on CNN saying that rhetoric is inciting violence. It makes people think that they have the right because their opinions are not being parroted back to them at all times, that they have the right to use violence. Because the things that like Michael Knowles or Ben Shapiro say are so dangerous. They're attacking trans people. No, they're words. Chris Rock said that in his special. I keep referring to this special. It really clearly had an impact on me. But he said people who say words hurt never have been hit by a brick. Like, in other words, let's keep things in mind here. You cannot like something. The world cannot go your way. And it does not mean that this is the answer. 844-500-4242. Debbie, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Debbie.
Hi, Grace. I'm happy to get through. What I wanted to say was, it's not this person may be trans, whatever. It's not about that. I think it's about we're cultivating young people to not be able to deal with problems or disappointments. I mean, in school, everybody makes a baseball team. You can hand papers in, there's no consequence. I have all kinds of examples, but what we do is we teach the kids it's not okay to fail. They never get an opportunity to fail and to get up and deal with it. So then they get into the real world and they fail or they're disappointed and they don't know what to do. And it's much bigger when you're an adult than when you're learning it as a child.
We're cultivating a society that doesn't help kids understand how to deal with failure or how to deal with sadness, how to deal with emotional distress. I think what Debbie just said, probably in a more succinct way, summed up what I've been trying to say for the last 2 hours, because I would agree with that. I think that we have a generation of people, probably multiple generations at this point, that cannot handle, and it's just, to be very clear, it's not just left-wing radicals. It's radicals of all kinds. These people on the internet, or these people who, you know, go berserk because something doesn't go their way. And we've got to figure it out. I know people are sick of hearing it. People are sick of hearing it's a mental health crisis. But what else are you going to call this? What else do you call someone who brings a map and several guns to a school and wants to go in? And one of my friends said, what's up with it always being schools? And I said, well, they're sitting ducks. They're the most vulnerable people in our population, these little children who should be able to go to school and be safe. And that's what is the, I guess, the incentive is like, oh, they won't know what to do. They'll have to just sit there. And it's horrific. It's horrific. And we go down all these different rabbit holes of, oh, did you see that this person wrote in 2009 that they believe this and they actually supported this candidate in 2015? I don't care. I don't care. But don't try to turn around and tell me because I didn't stand up enough against the Tennessee ban on gender-affirming healthcare that this is somehow my fault. Because that's the part of it, and that's why I was, you know, I go back and forth on bringing on Toby on days like this, because sometimes it's, you don't want to appear insensitive or anything like that. But it's amazing how, no matter what the scenario, it always gets blamed on the same people who have nothing to do with it. Like lawful gun owners who are sitting at home, wake up to this, and they're the bad guy. Audrey Hale, not so much. Random person who maybe goes to the gun range, they're the bad guy. They're the one who needs to have their gun taken away. And that to me just, it's just not fair. 844-500-4242. Okay, we're going to move on here for a little bit because we all need a breather. I can't keep rehashing this. We're gonna talk about it at 2 o'clock again, so we are going to go back to it. But I wanted to talk about something else, and that is Matt Taibbi, or as one of the Democrats called him, a so-called journalist. Remember just a few weeks ago, Matt Taibbi was testifying before Congress, and he was testifying about the Twitter files. He was testifying about, you know, overreach and how freedom of speech is being suppressed in this country. And he was grilled by brilliant minds like Stephen Lynch and people who were, you know, questioning his integrity and whether or not he just wanted more Twitter followers and, you know, why he would actually be doing his job as a journalist. Well, this is weird. This is a little bit of a strange coincidence, okay? While Matt Taibbi was sitting before Congress and testifying, the IRS was visiting his home. The same day journalist Matt Taibbi was voluntarily testifying before Congress in D.C., an IRS agent showed up unannounced at his New Jersey home. Taibbi has been personally involved with revealing the Twitter files, or installments of behind-the-scenes documents new Twitter CEO Elon Musk provided to show how the social media platform previously censored content and users, among other things. Now, Michael Schellenberger tweeted out, what an amazing coincidence when the news was revealed that the IRS agent showed up at Matt Taibbi's house the day he was testifying, and Elon Musk responded, that's very odd. It is odd, isn't it? Strange. And here I thought the IRS agents were going to concern themselves with important things like taking down billionaire babysitters and making sure hairdressers don't have any sort of Venmo transactions they don't like. But it turns out they found time in their busy schedule with their $8 billion, you know, $8 billion fund or resources to go to Matt Taibbi's house. Now, I am not a huge coincidence type of person. I usually look at things and I think, could it be coincidence? Yes. Could it be something else? Could it be trying to chill speech? Could it be trying to intimidate Matt Taibbi? That's where my mind goes.
I had no idea Matt Taibbi was his own corporation. He wasn't paying his fair share for damn it.
Paying his fair
share. Those are the only people the IRS goes after.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Joe Biden told us they're, you know, they're just going to go after the billionaires. That's, all these Republicans are worried that all their billionaire friends. Imagine the damage the IRS could do with Joe Biden if they really wanted to look into some of those new transactions, those wire transfers. And I'm a firm believer in using some of these resources that are being put towards IRS agents, like 87,000 new IRS agents. I think we should share the wealth, and I think we should send some of these IRS agents to Ukraine and figure out where all that money's being spent. I'm sure there were some expenses when Orlando Bloom was visiting this week that would make sense, that would check out. But if we've got 87,000 of them, I feel like we can spare a couple to go over to Ukraine and just make sure everything's, you know, on the level, so to speak. 844-500-4242. If you are on the line to still talk about what happened in Nashville yesterday, I totally understand. I know it's the biggest story of the day still. We are going to talk to Toby about it, and we'll take calls with Toby later on. So just hold on just a little bit longer. There's a new topical skin cream that can help reduce wrinkles, bags under your eyes, sagging skin, and dark circles without the use of dangerous or expensive Botox injections. And it is called Skin De-Age. This skin cream was developed to provide temporary tightening of your skin. It helps you look younger to give you the courage you need to take on the day. So reduce the signs of aging and get your confidence back. Skin De-Age works by mimicking a crucial protein in the Botox formula to provide the visual effects of a facelift in just 10 minutes, and it lasts all day long. Skin De-Age offers visible results that are similar to Botox without some of the side effects like, you know, droopy facial features or flu-like symptoms. And of course, another huge bonus is that when you have injections, they can be very expensive, like $240 for one treatment or something. But with Skin De-Age, you get the same amazing results at a fraction of the price with none of those side effects. So you really can't beat this. Today, we have a special discount that gets you a buy one, get one free offer. That's a 60-day supply for the price of 30 days. It's BOGO, buy one, get one free. Use discount code GRACEBOGO and go to skindeage.com. Again, the URL is skindeage.com. Use discount code GRACEBOGO. 844-500-4242. We will be right back with more. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Answering the hard-hitting questions of our time.
Let's say you're abducted by aliens.
Fine.
They haul you aboard the mothership, take you back to their planet as a curiosity. Now, would you rather be in their zoo or their circus?
It's The Grace Curley Show.
I just mentioned how the IRS visited Matt Taibbi's home the day he was testifying in D.C. before Congress. And I wanted to remind you all, though, that if it feels a little weird to you, if it makes you a little nervous, if you think there's something about it that doesn't sit right, take comfort in knowing that the IRS has never been politicized before. So we have nothing to worry about. Okay, it's not like they've targeted Republicans, Tea Party members, or anything like that in the past. Their track record is clean. Okay? Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. So call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit PerfectSmiles.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at GraceCurleyShow.com, is who had the most despicable reaction to the Nashville school shooting? Terry Moran, USA Today, Joe Biden, or Senator Chris Murphy?
So we've gone through all of these today at some point. Joe Biden's, obviously, we had live yesterday, and we were both, Jared and I both were very perplexed, as were the anchors on Fox News. When he came out and was going to address this horrific tragedy and started off by talking about ice cream and how much Jenny's ice cream he has, and you know, then he pointed out some kids in the audience. He had them stand up. He was laughing. It was very, very weird. It was also very, very on brand for the president of the United States. I'm going to say Joe, not only because he is the leader of the free world, so everything he does has a larger impact, but also because he never reads the room. He never reads the room.
77% now for Joe Biden, 9% for Terry Moran, 7% each for USA Today and Senator Chris Murphy.
And I should just add in here, when people call in and they give their two cents on this, and a lot of people have had some great points today, I think another part of this issue when it comes to these horrible events is that it's probably not something that there's one answer for. Do you know what I mean? It's probably like a cocktail of all different things that create this perfect storm. I'm sure social media has to do with it. I'm sure mental health has to do with it. I'm sure in some cases, certain drugs have to do with it. And so I'm not dismissing anyone's thought process. I'm just saying that I don't think there's a one fix to this, or that there's like a one solution that's going to say, oh, that's what it is. That's the problem. We got a lot of problems, and they're all kind of combining and creating these terrible, terrible tragedies. And that, but again, all of that doesn't take away from the fact that this person who did this, Audrey Hale, is responsible for this. Not her parents. You could say that maybe they bear, I have no idea what they're, some people are great people and they have kids who do horrible things. It doesn't always reflect on the family, but it's not, you know, the transgender movement either. It's not the GOP who seems to be getting a lot of the blame for this. It's not the Democrats, not the Republicans. It's Audrey Hale. And that was really the only thing I wanted to kind of hammer home today, because I don't think that gets talked about a lot. I do want to read you guys one story, which was very positive. And I feel like it's only Tuesday. It's already been kind of a long week for us here. I feel like we could all use a little bit of positive news. So I read this today in the New York Post, and it said, Holy Grail of cancer detection predicts tumors a year before they form. This is a really cool update from the medical world. Following a radically successful trial on cancer patients, a new blood test that promises to predict tumors more than a year before they begin to form is now being applied in hospitals across the UK. This is the first pan-cancer blood test, said Ashish Tripathi, who's the founder and CEO of Czar Labs. We can detect cancer earlier than other known technologies before the tumor has physically formed. Reading this again from the New York Post, not only can I actually detect it at this stage, I can actually tell you which cancer and where it is forming straight from a blood test. In a trial of 1,000 participants, 500 non-cancer and 500 cancer patients, researchers were able to accurately anticipate the formation of tumors across at least 25 types of cancer, including breast, pancreatic, and lung cancer. Even some participants within the presumed non-cancer group were found to have a predisposition for future cancer diagnosis. We did not even get one false negative, not even one false positive. Hospitals in the UK have already begun to implement the new technique for further proof of concept, while researchers hope to take it to the United States soon. Very, very positive news on a day that's full of a lot of depressing news. So I just wanted to give that to everybody, because a lot of people are affected by cancer, and this seems to be pretty groundbreaking stuff. When we come back, we're going back to this major story of the day with Toby Leary. We'll get his take. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.